All right, so a good friend came up to me and says, I want you to help out this guy. I said, help? What's that? I didn't get any as a kid. Why should I give that in exchange? I'll do something for money. And she said, deal. I have a guy who's writing a book. He's a good friend of mine. And I recommended you to be the guy to edit it and help him because he's old. No offense, Doc. He's old. What's this technology stuff? And he doesn't sound like Pappy from the John Wayne movies. And he wrote this book. He wants me to edit it. And he wants me to help him upload it on Amazon and Kindle and paperback. And I've had other people send me books. And it's hit and miss. Like, for example, SP Daily's, SP Daily, Daley. Look that up. That was a joy to read. I got to go plug him more. And then I just get these crap books. I remember this one guy, like he sent me a manuscript. He didn't publish it. And it was just basically his journal and diary of his late teens and early 20s running around Vancouver, Canada, and all the different parties went to. I'm like halfway through the book. I'm like, is this going anywhere? He's like, no, it's just my thoughts and idea. I'm like, oh, shut the F up. I'm trying not to curse so this doesn't get flagged. And so I'm just like, and you all know how much Cappy loves reading. I just love me my reading. So the guy, he says, okay, hand it to me. And he emails me the manuscript. It's many, many hundreds of pages. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a lot of money. I say, look, there's people who do it better than me. Okay, and cheaper. Find someone, get a content editor, boom. Get a grammar and typo and English editor, boom. And then give somebody the manuscript. They'll take care of it. They'll upload. No, you came highly recommended. All right, here's what it's going to cost. So he gives me this book, Beyond Demon. Oh, then he gave it to some boomer English major woman. This is after I approved it. That's all the quote. Mistakes she found, of which there were two. The rest of these are all, this is really a semicolon versus a colon. No one cares. No one cares. No one knows the difference. This is a dangling participle. I got you dangling participle right here, lady. Anyway, so he gives me this book, Beyond Demon. Okay, the gleam is not working well. And I start reading it. I'm like, this is pretty good. I'm not much of a reader. Get to the next. This is good. Oh, they're in Mexico? He's running drugs to Mexico? Wait, well, how does he? Hey, speaking of running drugs to Mexico, here, of course, speak of the devil here. Why is he getting off his motorcycle? Wait, is he going to hoof it? Is he going to? No way. No. Oh, I see what he's. And that's chapter 3, and there's 41 chapters. And by the time I was done reading it, I go, hey, Doc, he's PhD. I say, Doc, I'm not kidding. By far, this is the best book of fiction I have ever read in my entire life. And I said, there's a qualification with that statement. He's like, and he was all like, really? I'm like, yeah. And I was telling the honest truth. I'm telling you guys, this is the best piece of fiction I have ever read. But as y'all know, I hate the readings. And I have not read that many books in my life. Fiction, I mean. I've been forced to read by the Nazis and tyrants at our public school system to read books I didn't want to read. Okay, Catcher in the Rye. Still don't remember what it was about. Why is he catching rye and not barley? Why are they throwing rye in the first place? Why does it need to be caught? But in terms of fictional books, to give you guys context, I don't think I have read more than maybe, and we're going to keep in mind kids' books, like 25. That's on the generous side of things. That SP Daily book being one of them, which is pretty darn good, actually. But this one blows them out of the water. So we could say, based on 25 fictional books I've read, this is the top 4%. This is the top student. Now, how would that translate into, like, if you're a book hound and you love reading books, it may not be the best book you've ever read, but it's going to be darn near close. And I could not set this thing down. And I was like reading for content, but I had to like catch myself not enjoying the book too much. I was like, whoa, hey, you're here to edit, not to enjoy. And I'm not going to ruin it for you, but there is so much going on in this book. Like I said, well, it starts off in the past. It starts off with a Western shootout, which he ties into the end. Which just bear with it. Just bear with it. There's a reason he does that for the first three chapters. Just bear with it. And then it goes into drug running and border crossings. And it's taking place in the late 60s. And the women are all long-haired, big-breasted beauties. And they got loose morals. And and this is a guy's book. It's a guy's, which is why I kept trying to tell Doc, stop giving a damn about the semicolons. No guy is going to give a shit. Not one guy's going to care, Doc. Not one. There ain't going to be a girl that reads this. Not one girl's going to. Of course, a girl might read it if they like action, thriller, sniper, killing, drug running, Western shootings, late 60s girls with big tatas and long hair and bad decision makings with boat chases and snipers and the mafia and everything. Not okay, one girl might read that. One. But this is a guy's book. This is so good. And you're not going to notice. Wow. That's 1.5 spacing, not 1.15 spacing. Unfinished sentence. Now you're going to be like, dude, what happens to Morgan next? Oh, crap. Here comes the federales. Is that a rattlesnake? It's awesome. And it's not he just packed in a ton of things for the sake of packing it in. It's a long book. It's, what is it, 300, 400 pages? Yeah, 330 pages. It's a book. It's definitely a book. But yeah, it's real good. It's real good. And going through my mind while I was reading, I'm like, boy, this would make a great movie. Which unfortunately for Doc means it's never going to be made into a movie because Hollywood doesn't make good movies. They make sequels to good movies, the sequels of which are not that good. And if you had an original idea like this one, it's just an amazing combination of everything a guy wants to read about. So unfortunately it would not be made in a movie, but this would make a great movie. And then there's a sequel. And just so you know, he was intending to write this as a trilogy or quadruply, fortopoly, whatever, a quad. Is that what it's called? Grammatically speaking, even though I'm the author. So it's not like he's going to follow up if this goes viral. The second book is already 2/3 done. But in any case, but let me tell you a little bit about Doc so you kind of know. Doc, like I said, is old. I think he's 70, maybe 75, but he's in great shape. There's a picture of him in the book. You're like, hey, Doc looks pretty good for that age. He's got a weird looking dog. He's posing with this weird looking mutant dog. So get the book just to see Mutant Dog. That alone is like, what in God's name bred to make that? But he has a PhD in neuropsychology. Doc, what is it? Was it psychology or neuro? Some with neuros. Maybe that was in his email. Not exactly the dumbest guy ever. I think he is a vet. I never asked him. And he just wanted to write this book, and he's late stage career. He still professes, teaches, I think, but he does consultations and seminars and all research and all this other stuff. He's never going to retire. He's in shape. He works out all the time. He's got himself a girlfriend. He's got a girlfriend who I think is a lot younger than him. See, you know, I mean, he's got credentials. PhD, bah. Hey, he's dating a girl a quarter century his youth. Whoa, hey, I'll buy that. Tell me more. And they just wanted to write this book. He wanted to write this trilogy, and he kept coming back with me. I'm like, Doc, you ain't gonna live that long, man. Do you want the book published or not? Like, that's literally what I was. I'm like, it could happen. It could happen. You don't wake up the next day. Oh, the book was so close. It was so close to being public. Guess we'll never learn about Morgan or the Western shootouts or the drug running or the Texas oil barons or the corrupt FBI agent. We're never going to find out about that, will we? So, Doc, smarter than the average guy, but more so his background is he doesn't sit still, and it definitely shows in this book. So I put the link to the book below. If fiction is not your cup of tea, of course, you don't have to get it. But if you like action thrillers, if you are a man, I'd like to sell to the female audience, but you girls like boring crap. Oh, hang on. Let me script it. Let me guess if this is going to be average looking girl, let's say single mom, even nowadays, that's the latest fad. Sought after, fought over by two super alpha males. One's cowboy restaurateur surgeon. The other one is astronaut, petroleum engineer, philanthropist. And they fight, and then there's the sassy older woman who gives the gal the... Oh, and the girl has some kind of high-end career that's totally not feasible. Like marketing, nonprofit director, shoe executive, whatever. All right, that's the books you like. And it's formulaic, and it's scripted, and the Hallmark Channel bangs those out five times a month come Christmas. All right? So, but if you girls want to step into the world of male fiction, Beyond Demon right here. But for you guys, whether you are into action thrillers or not, doesn't matter. Get this. Okay. This is good. You'll like it. Right. If you like action thrillers, you're really good. Oh, I was here. Vince Flynn. I never read Vince Flynn, but this is the new Vince Flynn, and people can quote me on that. I've never read Vince Flynn, but this is the new Vince Flynn. And I'm going to make a meme of that. I'm going to put the link to this book below, which you'll find down in the links below. But it's Beyond Demon, written by Dr. Michael Sullivan. You can find it on Amazon, paperback, and Kindle. It will be coming in audio, but as you guys know, audio takes about a month to get approved because I don't know why. I don't know why Audible does that. I really don't. I don't, but they do. And look at all those, old women just love, old female English majors just love finding mistakes that don't matter. Isn't it? Just look at all those mistakes that don't matter right there. So right now his rank is 1,000,000th place because he just published it yesterday. We got the Kindle up. I said, well, don't wait till we get Kindle up before we throw it up or do the marketing. So now that the Kindle is approved, everything's ready to go. Go get that book, Beyond Demon. And now let's go to Super Chats. Oh, and by the way, he doesn't pay me to market this. There was no advertising fee. All right? It was that good of a book. I'm like, Doc, I'm going to... Oh, and by the way, Masculine Geeks, TJ Martinell especially, and Vince, I want you guys to read this and do a review of it. You will very much not regret it, the time invested in it. And then what else? Who else? And any of you guys out there that have a little bit of pull on the internet, please go read that book and do a review. So there you go. Speaking of another Latino, Alex Patino, our truck driving Latino agent in the field. Nighttime driving. Oh, you tuning in there, Alex? Good. With the Mexican poops. There we go. Yeah, I'm just testing audio quality and banging out. I want to do Troy's kid, Troy Costalecki, his kid. Kids sent me, I think it's two kids drawing on one page. They sent me a kid's drawing, and I'll be showcasing it and reviewing it, interpreting it for you. A lot of interpretation goes in those kids. A lot more going on to the untrained eye than what the untrained eye can see. But the lighting is not good today. And then there's a bunch of other, and then starting tomorrow, we got Asshole Consulting. We'll be catching up with that. So if you guys were like, where's my response? It's coming. Josh Randall disavows for 10 generous dollars, literally late night stream or high end whiskey stream. No, stone sober. I'm happy. I'm stoked actually, because I put a ton of this. It's coming together. Nice. It's coming together real nice. Happy's going to have the recording studio where he can't hear one freaking yapping word from the woman. Are you hungry? No, I'll eat when I am. Like I did for 4.5 decades before. Is this panel not in? Why is that panel not in? Oh, it isn't. All right. No, it's I got to bang out all this work to catch up. I got to bang out all this work and bang out all the work on the house. And I'm finally cleaning up shop. And then tomorrow, bright and early, shower, shave, and off to the races with the consultations. So tune in. I don't know. 9 a.m. Mountain Time, whatever time that is. I got to get my coffee. Alex Patino again for $5. Read John Ringo's Paladin of Shadow series. Or read John Ringo's Paladin of Shadow series. Is it an audiobook? That's what I want to. Hey, Nonstop Dre. All right. He's awake too. Although he's pretty young, so he should be awake in the late hours. $2. Don't forget to put the Carlson degree on the wall. I had to move it. I saw it. It's in a pile of things over here. I'm not going to go grab it. I'll showcase you the Carlson School of Management degree. And I don't know. I might do a burning or so, or maybe I'll just use it as a prop. I'll grab the toilet paper. Here you go. Is that it? Are we caught up? We're caught up. All right. I think I got one more video to do. See you guys later. Toodles.